You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
In honor of the 4 years of marital bliss that Chris Ketz and Dana Wright have enjoyed together. Happy anniversary, by the way, to the two of you.
Thank you. I don't know what we were thinking. We got married during a book, so we can't. He's working tonight. He can't be off in February or November or May or July.
Didn't think that one through, did you?
Let's get married in November.
share with Rod and Will what Zach Burns said.
Oh, my God. I'm still laughing. There's one of my absolute favorite photos from a wedding inside the Webster House.
Is you walking out?
We're walking back down the aisle. Right. They've just pronounced us man and wife.
Right.
And everyone, as we're walking past, of course, is turned backward in their seats.
To face you as you're walking
watching
out.
Watching us walk out. They're all clapping. Everyone's smiling.
Sure.
We're about to get drunk.
Zach Burns posts the photo, zooms in, and says, "What's with the one woman with her back turned to what's going on?" So she's still facing
the front of the church.
Of the altar.
While everybody else is facing
everyone
towards
else
the back.
Is watching us walk out. And he goes, "What the heck is she fixated on, missing your big grand exit?"
Yeah.
You know.
Chris replied. Oh, God.
Chris replied to it.
Okay.
"It's his mother." And he replied, and I quote, "It's my mother. She had done this a couple times before, so."
Now, are you ready for this one? Anytime I've been at a wedding, I am that guy.
That turns
facing
the wrong
front?
Way?
I don't, I mean, not intentionally, but as you walk past, I'm like, okay, well, there they go, bye. Hmm. What am I missing by not turning around at that point?
You're going to be the one with your back to the camera in the photo of their smiling faces.
That's right.
Okay.
It's all about you, Will Sterrett. You want to look good when you're smiling and applauding.
Okay.
Just been through this a couple times.
Very important. Anyway, let's wrap up these calls here real quick. Ingrid.
Marie? I have never in my life, in almost 20 years covering this town, heard of two government-regulated dog auctions.
Don't confuse regulated with sponsored.
In the state of Missouri. Like, I know about car auctions.
Okay.
Every weekend.
Okay.
People go up to the auction, get their car. Have you ever heard of two government-regulated dog auctions?
Now, keep in mind, regulated just means that there are rules provided to the auction by the government.
Right, but is it someone going, bada, 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 bada,
bada. Well, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like a car auction.
Where
they all
this
come
little
around.
Puppy. Do we have $10 on this little
How
puppy? I see 10.
I
do we have 15? I see 15.
This. So I want Marie to answer if she knows.
All right. Marie, do you know anything about government regulated dog auctions?
Yeah, I did look into it a little bit. Now, I will tell you, I went to YouTube to try to find some of these commercial regulated auctions, and it's a mistake. It's a mistake, but they're there.
Okay. Oh, no.
Are you there?
Supposed regulated auctions. But
okay. And Marie, thank you. Let me just tell you, I found this. The biggest legal dog auction in all of the United States is in Wheaton, Missouri. Any ideas where that is, Scott?
I've never heard of it.
You know, it's $11 billion global industry. A dog auction is like any other auction. Product is brought to the center of the room. People bid on it, and the highest bid wins. A smaller but also popular auction is located in Kabul, Missouri. So there's one in Wheaton.
Like Kabul, Afghanistan?
There's one in Kabul, C-A-B-O-O-L. Each tends to hold one dog auction per month. Their websites have downloadable catalogs where prospective bidders can assess the merchandise, often in alphabetical order by breed.
Down 3, 3, 93, 92, 93, 92, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93, 93,
Wow.
What's wrong with it?
Wow, Missouri.
What's wrong with it?
Well, where are the dogs coming from, Scott?
I don't know. But I think you're confusing regulated with sponsored.
15 here, and 15 half. 15 half, and a quarter half, and 75.
15, 15
here, quarter. It's 16.
I mean, you do realize that's not a little disturbing to you?
We live in the, what do they say, the animal?
Puppy mill.
Animal,
puppy mill.
Also the animal health corridor.
Oh, that's true.
So there's a lot of stuff that goes on in this part of the country when it comes to pets. And evidently, I don't know anything about it. I looked it up. Wheaton, Missouri is down kind of by Neosho.
I don't even know where that is.
It's near Joplin.
I know where that is.
Okay.
I just find these guys fascinating.
30, 40,
I don't even know what he's saying. I don't know.
Here we go. Deep pocketed rescuers. Rescuers, Scott, who can raise a lot of money online through sites like GoFundMe, have been known to spend more than $6,000 per dog.
For what?
To buy them back and rescue them.
And then sell them for $75?
Well, and this goes to the last caller. Indirectly, are they not then funding the exact same thing they're fighting?
Are they not encouraging? It's like the DEA buying drugs and then selling them.
Yeah.
Aren't you encouraging people to make more drugs? To make more puppies?
You know, if you raise $10,000 to go buy it from a dog auction to rescue it, I do believe that probably goes into funneling more money into those who, through whatever means they use, bring those dogs to auction.
Or could you argue that if somebody is willing to spend, say, $4,000 at an auction on a dog, that they might take better care of that dog than somebody who spent $75,000? I mean, if I spend $6,000...
It's a little distasteful that they're auctioning off dogs in the middle of wherever, Missouri.
Any more than I find it distasteful that they're auctioning off pigs and cattle?
Well, I think the distinction is clear.
Yeah, one gets to live and one gets to be eaten.
Okay.
Who got the better deal?
Yeah, I get maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think some people would argue a humane, quick death in some cases is a better deal.
But if you spent $6,000 on a dog, wouldn't you make sure you treat it well? Maybe they're breeders.
But the rub is, Scott, yes, they are trying to rescue one dog for $6,000, but that $6,000 then goes into a system that just keeps funding more sales of dogs.
I understand. Maybe what these are legitimate breeders. We don't know. And they need a purebred dog to breed. Not unlike you would get a stud to breed with your mare. If you own horses.
Hey, do you think horses are mad that dogs are considered man's best friend, considering horses did all our work for hundreds of years, and now we've just discarded them?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Ingrid in Excelsior Springs. Ingrid, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. I just wanted to say that I agree about the pet stores and stuff. I've never gotten an animal from a pet store. I don't even like to go in them. But what I was saying was, whether you get an animal from a rescue place or you get a dog or a cat from a pet store, you need to make sure that you are actually going to take care of it. Because we live out in the country, and on an almost regular basis, and I'm talking probably monthly, maybe every couple months, somebody dumps their dog or their cat out in the country because they no longer want it. The kids.
Are you there?
We're losing you there, Ingrid, and I think it's because she's in the country in a place where people dump dogs and cats.
Okay. Colin in Olathe. Hello, Colin.
Hello, yeah. My family has been a very big dog rescuer family for a very long time, and we've been adopting them for years now, and we had one of the dogs that we adopted was actually one of the mothers used in a puppy mill to essentially pump out puppies, and we've seen firsthand the effects of it, and she took a very, very long time to rehabilitate. But thankfully, we were able to get her back and rehabilitate her, and loved every second of her. I've always been very passionate on it. It matters where they come from, and not for the most part. And also, it's also a lot cheaper to adopt. I actually had a similar story to you, Scott, whereas we went to pick up our dogs at the border, which we never do, but we were actually out of town for once. And we came back with an extra one that they just gave us because she was abandoned. So that was actually kind of interesting. But
Very nice of you, man. Very nice.
We have always been very big advocates of that. And thanks for taking my call.
All right, bro.
Love you guys' show.
Hey, God bless you, man. Thank you very much for that. 576-7798.
Hey, Dana Wright here. Get a head start on your holiday shopping now because Black Friday deals are going on right now at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Discover holiday deals on furniture and flooring, plus shop appliances, electronics, and more, all on sale. Stretch that holiday budget with 24 months financing on purchases $499 or more. See the store or NFM.com for details. Whether you are treating yourself, starting your holiday gift shopping, or getting your home ready for holiday guests, the Mart is your destination. And when it comes to recliners, area rugs, TVs, fitness equipment, tablets, headphones, appliances, cookware, even toys, the Mart is the one store that has it all. Their friendly sales staff can save you time by helping you find that perfect item for your home or that perfect gift for someone you love. Most items are available for easy pickup or fast delivery. Get your home holiday ready and get a jump start on the holiday shopping at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
We have breaking news on Dana and Parks.
I said last night, they've been teasing at 5 o'clock today, we're going to tell you who's going to flip the plaza light switch. And everyone said the same thing yesterday. There is only one person in this town, period. There isn't even a close second place. There is only one person in this city who should flip that switch this year. I don't
Gary
even have
Lezak.
To say his name.
Gary
it
Lezak.
It is not Gary Lezak.
Brian Busby.
It is not Busby.
Chris Katz.
No. All three of them would say there is only one person this year who flips the switch. There's not even a discussion.
Patrick Mahomes.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was me, but I'm busy that night.
And yeah, I tweeted last night around 8 o'clock. I said they're going to announce this thing at 5 tomorrow. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to feel really bad for the flipper switcher person if for some crazy reason it isn't Patrick Mahomes.
But I think George Brett's a good choice, actually. I think everybody's going to be okay with George Brett. He's a legend.
It's not George Brett.
Frank White.
It is not Patrick Mahomes.
It's not?
No. Mm-mm. No. No. No.
Well, Dana, who is it?
Love him. I mean, love him. No one else can flip this switch this year. This is not a good announcement.
So it's not Patrick Mahomes?
No, they need to take it. We need a do-over.
Well, let me set the mood. Let me get the music going. And then you tell us who it is, okay? Our annual Light the Plaza Lights theme song.
Mm-hmm. It's like nowhere else I found. Because it's Christmas.
This decision is as bad as this
in Kansas City.
So let me fade the music here just a minute here.
Everywhere.
Flipping the switch this year is not George Brett.
No.
Is not Patrick Mahomes.
Nope.
It will be.
They just released this. Channel 41 says, final checks of thousands of lights are underway. Production meetings are in full swing. Performers are holding their last rehearsals.
Oh, yeah.
This year, drum roll please. Kansas City Mayor Sly James will flip the switch.
Yes, it's Christmas in Kansas City, and the snow is falling down.
Quoting here from the mayor.
The plaza lights are pretty.
It is an honor to be chosen to flip the switch this year. And I look forward to sharing that moment with my family.
I really like the mayor. I really do like him.
Oh, God.
I do, but he just sent out a press release saying that.
He needs to recuse himself.
He thought it was going to cost him about $15, $20 to get down there to the plaza to do this. Turns out it's going to be $47. And he's worried that that price will probably go up. The good news is taxpayers are not on the hook for this.
I am not naive enough cocky enough to think that one Patrick Mahomes would be listening to this program.
No, no, no.
But on behalf of a grateful city, I don't know what you're doing Thanksgiving night, Patrick Mahomes. You got to flip the switch. This is the year you flip the switch, Patrick Mahomes.
Jam.
Kansas City, I'll be there. Agreed. Who is that, by the way?
Brad Millisand.
That is not a jam, you guys. It's not even jelly. It's awful.
No, dude, that's a jam.
No.
Brad Millisand is no longer with us, Rod. You will show some respect.
Okay, it's not my fault. I didn't have anything to do with it. Look, his song sucks.
If anyone listening knows Patrick Mahomes...
What'd you say the guy's name was?
Personally.
Brad Millisand.
If Brad Millisand was still alive, he would apologize for that song.
Jeez. No, he would not.
He should.
The only thing wrong with that song is your attitude toward it.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know I love you, man.
What?
But there are two things wrong in this world today, and Mayor Slave like James flipping the switch is Exhibit A, and that song is Exhibit B.
No.
In Kansas City.
That's a jam.
Yeah, it is. Everywhere. It's very Ambrosia.
Yeah.
And the plaza lights are looking pretty.
I mean, it rhymes a word real
mm-hmm.
good.
City, yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. It's a very good song. It touches my heart. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
A meth admission. More next.
Hey, Diamonds Direct is now open. You've been hearing about it for weeks. Now you got to check it out because I did today. I was blown away. A whole new concept in jewelry shopping in Leawood at 119th and Row. They've got a gorgeous showroom. It's light. It's relaxed. Music playing. Great vibe. And plenty of people there to help you out. And they want to educate you on diamonds before they sell you a diamond. Case after case of dazzling diamond and fine jewelry. It's like shopping 30 ordinary jewelry stores at once. And just in time for the holidays, for Christmas in Kansas City. This is the largest selection of rings, earrings, bracelets, bands, pendants that you can ever imagine in one place. Shop around. It's okay. Diamonds Direct will absolutely beat anyone else's price on any diamond. And that goes for diamond stud earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets. And only Diamonds Direct is willing to give you a 110% upgrade guarantee. If you buy a diamond today, maybe you want to upgrade to a bigger one in the future, Diamonds Direct will give you what you paid for the first one, plus an extra 10% toward the new, bigger diamond. Nobody else will do this. Diamonds Direct, the store that will forever change how people here buy diamonds, is now open. 119th and Row. Check them out. Diamonds Direct.
Just past 5:30, I'm Will Sterrett, a Missouri man who participated in a conspiracy to distribute more than $1 million worth of meth, sentenced to over 38 years in prison without parole. Federal prosecutors say 29-year-old Michael Nevitt was sentenced yesterday after being found guilty back in April on 7 counts involving the drug ring. Testimony at the trial indicated Nevitt helped distribute meth from a Mexican cartel in southern Missouri and Kansas City between 2014 and 2016. Nevitt at one point led that drug ring. The U.S. freezing the assets of 17 Saudis accused of taking part in last month's murder of writer Jamal Khashoggi inside the country's consulate in Istanbul. The new sanctions also prohibit any Americans from doing business with them. This comes in addition to U.S. travel bans on the 17. One of them is a top aide to the Saudi crown prince. Musical virtuoso and Hee-Haw co-headliner Roy Clark has died. He was a part of the TV show's entire run, which lasted nearly a quarter century. A publicist says Clark died of complications from pneumonia at his home in Tulsa. Roy Clark was 85. Traffic and weather together next. It's 5:33.
Hey, now is the time to make your appointment to go check out the gorgeous homes and the lots still available out at Cottonwood Canyon. You've heard me bragging about Cottonwood Canyon. It is nestled right smack dab on top of Canyon Farms Golf Course. Absolutely stunning, award-winning designed homes with prices starting in the 600s. What is very cool about the new lots that have just gone in out at Cottonwood Canyon off of 435 and 87th Street, there are 27 of those lots available. It is the final phase. The roads are in. The infrastructure is down. They are just waiting for you to come out and choose your dream home. Between holes 2 and 3, the signature hole out there, hands down, at Canyon Farms Golf Club. These homes will overlook those signature holes 2 and 3, that par 3 right there. And the views will be just stunning. Limited number of lots available. Again, make plans to visit the community soon. To secure your reservation for a private tour, call 492-4444, 492-4444, or cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
Clear, temperatures cool, but not cold. We'll fall down to 32 degrees in the morning. Afternoon, plenty of sunshine, a high temperature of 53 degrees. That'll be the warmest in recent memory and certainly the warmest of the next few. Because as we head into the weekend, big changes, highs only in the 30s both days. There will be a little bit of drizzle mixed in with a little snow, changing to a snow burst or two late Saturday into early on Sunday. And wind chills will be down to the 20s. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
50 downtown, 45 in Mound City, and 49 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Ski soda?
Yeah.
Speaking of country, old Roy Clark died today from Hee Haw fame. So if by chance you felt just a little bit of your childhood died earlier today, you would be accurate. And then the two women I deal with the most in my life both said to me today,
No.
Roy Clark?
When you said Roy Clark, because you were looking at your computer screen and I thought you were talking local, my first thought was politician. Then I thought, no, that's Roy Moore. He's no longer serving. Thank God.
That's Dennis Moore.
No, Roy Moore.
He was the
you
one
said
that-
local, and you said then you said Roy Moore. You mean Roy Moore down in Alabama?
I mean the awful candidate that said horrible things about women.
Oh, that's Roy Moore down in Alabama.
Yeah.
When you said I thought you were talking local.
Oh God, no, I would never. And then you confuse said Roy Dennis Moore. Moore, with so, Roy
okay,
Moore.
I thought you were confusing the
no,
two.
No,
Moores
no,
there.
No, no. But I'm trying to explain when you said Roy Clark and you were looking at the TV. I just thought, wait. I thought politics, and then I looked at you right after that, and I go, oh, the Hee Haw guy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question: did he or did he not maintain the mutton chops into his octogenarian years?
The answer to that is, I believe he did.
I believe that's correct.
There was, I don't know, and this is going to be way inside baseball, but there's a video series called Country's Family Reunion.
Yeah, that's really gets, inside baseball.
Yeah, they get all these country music old timers together and, you know, they tell stories and play music and whatever. Anyway, there is a video I have found of him on Country's Family Reunion. And he is sporting the mutton chops still.
Mm.
And this was posted 6 years ago. So that would have put him, if it was new at that point, that would have put him at about age 79.
Mm.
Still with the mutton chops.
Tell me if you remember this song.
I said, yes, I love your teeth, they need filling. She hauled off and said, you ain't got good sense. You ain't got buck teeth, but when you are smiling, your teeth look more like an old picket fence. Where
say it, everybody,
tonight?
Sing it.
Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you were gone.
Don't act like you don't know that song. Don't act like you don't know it.
How do I know every word to that?
I know I still remember all the words to that and to the one that all the gals would sing, the gossip song.
Oh, my gosh. How bad was that show? And I watched it with my grandma and grandpa. I watched it all the time. It was so bad.
I love it.
I need to hear that song again.
Gladly.
Oh, my goodness. How great is that?
I said to my love, your teeth, they need filling. She hauled off and said, you ain't got good sense. You ain't got buck teeth, but when you are smiling, your teeth look more like an old picket fence.
Sing it!
Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I found true love. You met another and you were gone.
Don't act like you don't know it.
Oh, I know it and love it.
Do you know there's a 3-DVD set collection of Hee Haw?
Bought.
Have it. And the DVR is set to record Hee Haw.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's two terms I never thought I'd hear together, DVR and Hee Haw.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I watched a lot of Hee Haw at Grandma and Grandpa's house.
I did, too. Okay, so listen to this.
I loved Hee Haw growing up.
Exactly, Minnie Pearl.
The DVD set is recommended for anyone who likes the music and chortle over cornfield humor. It never pretends to be more than it is.
It's dumb.
And all of the episodes are so genial that one can just switch off one's mind and enjoy.
Can you look up, Will, why Minnie Pearl never took the tag off her hat?
I'll research that.
I know there's
I think that was... No, that was just her thing. And it even before Hee Haw, that's always been her thing.
It was, but I don't know what the origin
was.
Why
did she never take it off?
Yeah, all those people came out of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's one of the jokes. God, there's so... You think Terrible Joke Tuesday's bad? This is bad. She. Sorry I ran over your hog. I'll replace it. He. You know you can't. You ain't fat enough. This is not even mildly funny, but we probably all laughed at it.
That's funny.
I have the story on the price tag, by the way.
Okay.
The story is she had forgotten to take the price tag off of the flowers that she put on the hat one time. Mm-hmm. People started laughing because here is this price tag there. She then decided to make it part of her bit. Okay. Hence why the price tag was for $1.98.
Okay. Any idea how long the show ran? This will blow your
25
mind.
25 years.
24, I believe.
1969 to 1992. At the height of its popularity.
No, I didn't either. 92.
Yeah.
At the height of its popularity, the show was a fixture in more than 15 million homes.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the 70s and 80s, Hee Haw was to American television what Paul Harvey was to radio, a dependable voice in the traffic of pop culture. I'm trying to think, did they ever get into any controversy? There was a Nixon cameo. You know, I think it just was what it was.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll be damned. What is Minnie? Apparently, Minnie Pearl got into a lot of women's cancer research.
Mm-hmm.
Her real name?
Sarah Cannon.
The Sarah Cannon Cancer Center.
I had no idea.
Remember, there was that chain of like Minnie Pearl's chicken restaurants for a time, too.
Yeah, those didn't go so well.
No.
No.
Huh. Didn't work out so well for Kenny Rogers either. I wonder if they were working with the same people.
Did Kenny Rogers have a chicken restaurant?
Kenny Rogers Roasters, as made immortal in that Seinfeld episode.
I don't recall that.
It didn't last long.
The first guest for the show, any guesses?
1969. Johnny Cash.
No, close though. Very close.
Waylon Jennings.
Rod?
Merle Haggard?
Female.
Rosalind.
No.
Oh.
You're thinking too hard. Loretta Lynn.
Well, that's not close. If I had said Conway Twitty, then that would have been close.
Yeah, that's not close
guests
at all.
Guests for the first show were Loretta Lynn and Charlie Pride.
Hmm.
The media was not entirely welcoming in those days. We were criticized an awful lot those first couple of episodes. Everyone really picked on it. Proving true the old adage that there is no such thing as bad publicity, the piling on only helped the show. It helped because people tuned in wanting to find out how bad it really was.
That's like our show.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
How bad will Dana and Parks be today? I don't know, but we have to listen to find out.
You know what I totally forgot, speaking of listening to things? Gloom, Despair, and Agony on Me from Hee Haw.
Do you have it?
Yes, I think so. Yes, the Moonshiners.
Gloom, Despair, and Agony.
Oh, yes.
On me. I forgot about this song.
Deep, dark depression, excessive misery.
I stand 6'8" when I'm completely unfurled. And to find a mate, I've looked all over this world. Then a store downtown advertised everything for us tall guys.
And they had everything except tall girls.
It's so bad, it's good, man.
Do you know what that reminds me of, Will Sterrett?
What?
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, thank you for the trip down memory lane, man. I totally forgot about that.
I said to my love, your teeth, they need filling. She hauled off and said, you ain't got good sense. You ain't got buck teeth, but when you are smiling, your teeth look more like an old picket fence. Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
Hey, guys, have you ever thought about the floors that you walk on in your home, the floors that your pets walk on, your kids play on? Hey, it's Scott Parks for Stampcrete of Kansas City. Stampcrete of KC will put down a gorgeous stained floor that not only looks incredible, but is incredible and super easy to clean, whether it's your basement, your garage, your commercial space. Call Stampcrete of KC today, 913-780-1300, or online at stampcreteofkc.com. You may be wondering, Scott, how do you know? I will tell you how I know, because Stampcrete at KC is working on my garage floor right now. They came out punctual this morning. In fact, they were early, and my garage floor is already done. It looks fantastic. I could not be more impressed. Call today, and Stampcrete of KC will give you, I actually have a garage that looks nice. Call today, and Stampcrete of KC will give you $300 off just for mentioning KMBZ or Scott Parks. The offer is good through December, but call today and take advantage. Stampcrete of KC, 913-780-1300. 913-780-1300. You will not be disappointed, I promise. Or check them out online. See for yourself. They have incredible pictures on their website at stampcreteofkc.com. Hey, we all love great food, and you, my friends, are going to love Omaha Steaks. I happened upon them a couple, 3 years ago, and hello, I am in love. Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for more than 100 years. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer just for listeners of Dan and Parks. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code word Parks in the search bar, you'll get 74% off Omaha Steaks Family Gift Package. Originally $195, now just $49.99. You can't beat that price. Order now, and you'll get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus get 4 more burgers for free. Again, get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. omahasteaks.com. Man, you guys know more about Hee Haw than I thought.
God, seriously.
People write in going, you know, Elvis wanted to be on the show one time and they wouldn't let him. It's not country though.
Well, and I had forgotten this. The Johnny Cash show started around the same time. I think they were competing shows.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of the Johnny Cash show?
No.
Yeah, it was a thing.
Rod, you ever heard of the Johnny Cash Show? Don't lie.
Not until I saw the movie.
I never heard of it.
They speak of it briefly in the movie.
Yeah, oh, I think okay. I read right as Hee Haw was getting off the ground, he was competing against shows like.
Oh, no. Guys.
The variety shows were the huge thing at that
time.
Well,
remember, Sonny and Cher had a show back then.
Everybody had a show back
then.
The
Partridge Family. And by the way, yes, we're well aware. Everybody's writing in. Did you realize that Roy Clark was one of the greatest guitarists that ever lived? Yes. He was a virtuoso.
So he did. Does he have a body of work? I hate to say this outside of Hee Haw.
Oh, yes.
Okay. As a guitarist.
Yes.
Got it.
Ringo Starr did one of his songs.
Yeah. Really?
Which one? Thank God.
Act Naturally.
Okay. His big wasn't one of his big hits like Thank God and Greyhound or something? Wasn't
something
that,
like that, yeah.
No, some people would argue Roy Clark is the greatest country guitarist that has ever lived.
Someone just wrote in, have you ever noticed that the TV shows that maybe you didn't like watching or hated watching or rolled your eyes watching with your grandparents, you now love most of them? Hee Haw, Little House on the Prairie, Lawrence Welk. It takes you back to a simpler time.
All right, let's do this real quick. Rebecca, you're welcome to chime in. I know you're younger than we are. The show that when it was on the air at the time, you hated, now that it's in reruns and in syndication, you can't get enough of it. I have two. Rod?
I can't really think of anything, to be honest.
I got one. I'll give you one right now.
What's that?
I love the Golden Girls. I hated the Golden Girls when it was on the air originally. I thought it was stupid.
Blanche or Rose, don't lie to me.
I think Blanche is pretty funny.
Yeah, funny. Let's go with that.
We watched the Golden Girls. We did not miss it.
You know they have marathons on now on the weekends.
We did not miss it with my grandparents.
That's awesome.
We did not miss the Golden Girls. We did not miss Dallas. We did not miss Knott's Landing. And we did not miss Hee Haw.
Mm. Rebecca, show you hated as a kid, but now you love it.
I have the opposite. Golden Girls and Star Trek, MASH as well. I loved as a kid, and now I can't stand watching.
Oh, wow.
Very interesting. Show I hated, now I love it. You're not going to believe this. Friends.
Do your kids watch it? Is that why my kids watch
it? I started watching it because the kids watched it.
My daughter last night said, have you seen this one where he has to fire the girl he wants to take out? And I looked at her and I go, who do you think you're talking to?
I couldn't stand Friends when it first came out in the 90s.
I thought it was the dumbest show ever. I lived this.
Now I find myself laughing my ass off.
I never cared that much for it. When that stuff was on, Seinfeld and Friends, everyone on the planet was talking about those shows. At that time in my life, I wasn't watching TV. I was out partying. I was doing stuff.
Show when we were a kid you wish was on TV now in syndication. Go.
Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap.
Loved that show.
Well, that was a good one.
You're going to hate me for this. You will. I'd still watch it if it was on.
Cosby Show?
Yep.
I knew you were going to say it.
I loved that show, and I would still love it. Anything from you? You have offered nothing.
I got nothing.
MacGyver. Nothing?
MacGyver?
Ooh.
Loved MacGyver.
Like make a nuclear bomb out of some fishing wire?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a tackle box?
I hated the A-Team. I'm
oh.
sorry I did, but I would watch it now.
I love it when a plan comes together.
And I liked the movie.
I loved Dukes of Hazzard when I was a kid. I never missed an episode.
Now, it's so dumb.
Oh, my God. I can't even sit through a whole episode.
Dude, I saw a rerun a couple months ago. It was horrible. How did I spend Friday night at 7 o'clock sitting in front of the TV watching CBS?
Every Friday. Never missed it.
Oh, my God. It was terrible.
I don't know about where you're from, but around Hazzard County.
That's not how we do things around here. You just stirring up stink, aren't you? We gotta run. On behalf of our producer, the finest man in all of America, my good friend Rod Babcock, my other good friend Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, if he lets us, we'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, carriers battling it out over KCI. More next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, there are three things you're looking for: comfort, safety, affordability. You're going to get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. And both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and guaranteed that is a rating well-earned. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty, and if it's gadgets you want, they have them. more for the money. Heated and cooled seats, reverse camera, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. With the Olathe Subaru, they now have the exclusive Adventure Series, upgraded interior, lift kit, alloy wheels with aggressive off-road tread. And both Olathe Kia and Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Bill George, the owner of both, he is a pillar in our community and has worked with local charities for years. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.